This is episode number 56, How to Network Effectively. Welcome to your Inside Track to Success. I'm your host, Stuart Cranes, and we are here each and every week to support you in creating the life of your dreams. Each week, we have a guest or a message designed to support you in up-leveling your life, your dreams, and giving you the tools necessary to support you in getting there. Without further ado, let's start the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to your Inside Track to Success. I'm your host, Stuart Cranes. We got a great episode for you today. It's just going to be me, but definitely think we got some value for you. Do me a favor before we get started. Go ahead, hit like, hit subscribe, hit that little bell icon so you can start getting these updates whenever a new episode comes out on whatever platform that you catch your podcasts. So, without further ado today, I want to go ahead and start talking about relationships. I'm not talking about romantic relationships, although those will certainly have some parallels for what we're discussing today. I'm actually talking about creating connection, creating relationships out in the world with friends, with colleagues, with people that you're looking to network with who can support you and inspire you and help you grow your business. And it's been on the forefront of my mind recently because as a podcast host, I am blessed to always be networking, so to speak. I'm always blessed to be pursuing relationship creation with interesting, unique, powerful individuals who have something to share and have something that they can put out into the world if given a platform such as a podcast. And I'm sure you know that not everybody in the world is up to big things, and that is no judgment or indictment, but people are playing different size games with their lives. And, you know, in my case with the show, I want to have people that can bring the most value, bring the most impact from their life experiences, from their stories, from, you know, their areas of expertise. And so that requires me to go out and make those connections and develop those relationships with those people. And so it has me thinking a lot about how is that applicable to you as the listener? You know, something that a friend of mine and I were talking about recently is that in an era where it is super easy to contact anybody on a phone, pretty much all of us have one of these in our pocket. The level of and the quality of communication has never been at more of an all-time low. It's cheaper. It's more transactional. It's actually hard to create meaningful connection and build those relationships. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. So last night, I had the opportunity to go grab dinner with my wife, Jennifer, and some friends of ours, Sarah and Preston Moore, who have both been guests on this show. They're both powerful coaches and speakers. Shout out to both of them. And we got to talking about relationship building and what goes into developing a relationship. And Jen actually said something that building friends is a lot like dating. You know, it's something you actually have to put effort into. You must put yourself out there, be vulnerable enough to put yourself out there in order to create the relationships that you want. And while some apps out there, I know Bumble has a new friendship feature where you're swiping for people you just want to be friends with, I'm going to challenge that notion that it's that easy. I mean, yes, I guess you are having the ability to essentially speed date and pre-screen people, but I don't think apps like that, whether it's for dating or for friendships, give you the opportunity to put your best foot forward because you're being judged based on a profile and some photos, right? You're not actually giving something for somebody to latch onto. And so with the time that we have today here on the show, I want to talk about some of the things that support me and my wife in building relationships professionally, with friendships, with really with any goal in mind. Not everybody you meet is going to be your best friend. Not everybody you meet is going to become a business partner. But you don't know unless you are the one that's putting yourself out there, putting in the effort to create those relationships. And so I went to a networking event recently. I know networking is almost treated like a four-letter word, but I went to an event like that a couple days ago, and I had a great time. I made some amazing connections. I'm looking to get some of those folks on this show soon. But even I felt a little bit of nerves walking in the room, just feeling the energy really, really high as I open the door, and there's probably 120 people who all seem to know each other already. They're gabbing and laughing, and it's a breakfast club type meeting. So they're eating breakfast, and I don't know anybody at all. I took a moment, kind of surveyed the room. I actually made a beeline for the breakfast buffet because it was in the back, and it would allow me to enter the space energetically with an easy goal in mind, which is, hey, I'm just going to grab some food. And that allowed me to calm down and enter the space. And so if you are finding yourself going to a networking event, that's a quick tip that I recommend, is find a quick way to enter the space energetically, allow your nerves to calm down, get yourself grounded in why you're there. Like, you're there to meet people, you're there to create value, you're there to receive value from the relationships that you create. And once I had my plate of food, that allowed me to be grounded and to take a deep breath, take a pause, get a cup of coffee, and just really sink into myself and what my gifts are. You know, so many of us go into relationships with what we can in mind, that we don't think about what we can give and how we can be of service. And I promise you, each and every one of you listening to this has something that they can give almost any other person out there, but we don't know what those things are unless we go out there and talk to people. Food in hand, coffee in hand, I walked over to somebody who I saw eating by himself, standing at a high top table. And I just said, hey man, are you eating with anybody? And he said, no, how about you? And we hit it off, and we ended up chatting for about a half hour. And I did not uncover an opportunity to work together. I didn't uncover an opportunity to build a business or refer him any people, but I at least gave it my best shot. And if nothing else, I have a contact, and I grew my LinkedIn profile. And you never know when those relationships will bear fruit of some kind down the road. And maybe they never will, but that's okay. If I have something to offer this gentleman, I will offer it to him at that time. And so going in thinking that we're going to get something already puts us at a disadvantage. You know, I kept looking for ways to connect with him, ask open-ended questions, learn more about him, what he does, what he's passionate about, what makes him tick, the things that bring him joy. Those are the things that asking questions like that open people up. It gets them talking, gets them beyond the surface level stuff that doesn't actually move the needle in relationship creation. And it actually gets us going into something that's workable and helping you understand like what somebody is passionate about. And so this gentleman in particular works for a nonprofit that is determined to make golf, the game of golf, more accessible to underserved youth, children of color in inner city communities. I thought that was a beautiful mission. I'm not a golfer. I don't really have any contacts in the golf industry, but you know, I told him if I met anybody that was, I would connect him for sure. And that's a commitment I'm willing to honor. And so while I didn't have really anything to offer him, I do at least know who he is, what he's about. I asked him what he's passionate about, and he said it's just meeting people and relating to people and connecting. And I also know that I can connect him to people in the future and invite him to events I'm going to. And that's me creating a relationship over time. Could be grabbing coffee. It could be just connecting folks, connecting him to people on LinkedIn. It doesn't have to make sense in the moment, but our level of sincerity and our level of follow through, our integrity with being our word in creating these new connections is what matters. You know, so often we get into our own heads that we don't actually look for the ways that we can add value. You know, we're again going back to that, what can I get versus what can I give? This actually ties into my next point, which is when we're looking to create relationships with people, this might sound a little silly to those of you that haven't heard it before, but it's totally true. People's favorite topic to talk about is themselves. And yes, of course, that might not seem true. Like, I'm sure you know your mom or your aunt or your brother or somebody who is super humble, super shy, all that. But when you get to the thing that they're actually passionate about, they can talk about it endlessly. I can talk to you about distance running till the cows come home. I'm not even good at it. I'm pretty slow mileage wise, like miles per hour, what my mile time is. I don't care. It lights me up. You want to talk running? We're going to talk running, right? And don't you hear how my energy just changed as I shifted into bringing up the conversation of running? It doesn't matter what the thing is, but finding those passion points are how you can connect with people significantly more quickly in a lot less time with a lot less effort. And making sure that you allow them to share and expound and really give that piece of themselves to you. That's how people feel like they know you, because you took the time to care about them. Same networking event. I'll give you this, another example. Same networking event. Company by the name of Body Armor was one of the sponsors. Body Armor, if you don't know, I would call it a competitor to Gatorade or Powerade or Prime. Body Armor, I think, is a really solid drink. It's electrolytes, things like that. And chatting with the two reps there from Body Armor, talked a little bit about Kobe Bryant, because Kobe Bryant, when he was still with us, was one of the original investors in Body Armor. I asked him if they had had the opportunity to work with him. And then somewhere along the way, it came up that both of these gentlemen were formerly on the track team at Ohio State University. And boy, did we just connect on the running piece. I got both of their business cards. I'm never going to buy cases and cases and cases of Body Armor from them because I'm not their target market. But I do have somebody now who knows a lot about running shoes. I know the other gentleman was telling me a lot about how to tape my feet correctly, so I'm less in pain when I run. And boy, like, the whole energy shifted off of business, off of Kobe Bryant, which was a interesting middle ground to find. I love Kobe from a basketball and mindset perspective. They love him just because they worked with him. But man, we found that shared passion for running and running shoes and had that to connect with. And the next 15 minutes of that conversation flew by. Like, I blinked and we were being told we needed to leave because they needed to set up the space for another event. And that all happened because we found our passion points. We asked, I did it. They were doing it too, because they're sales reps. They're out there. They're trained to do this. But asking the open-ended questions, like, what are you passionate about? Like, what are you excited about? What brings you joy? Nobody really wants to be like, hey, what do you do for work? It's as innocuous as, you know, what's the weather like? How about that weather? It's surface level. It doesn't really move the needle in relationship building, like getting straight to somebody's passion. Quick tip, if somebody has kids, it's often their kids. Not always, but most of the time, people love talking about their children. A lot of people create their joy through their kids. They live in some way vicariously through their children. Maybe it's through sports or arts or academics. Doesn't it really matter? And I'm not here to make this like a judgment or a philosophical conversation on whether that's right or wrong, but it's the truth. Like, my son Tucker is an absolute stud on the soccer field. More athletic ability in his 9-year-old body than I have ever had in my 34 years on this earth. And that's a wonderful thing. And it brings me pride and joy to watch him have a great game, because he gets to have great games more often than I ever had great games in basketball growing up, because he has talent. And cheering him on and pouring love into him and encouragement. And guess what, y'all? He just got straight A's on his last report card too. So the kid's smart too. And that makes me really excited for him and his future and whatever he wants to create. Like, do you hear how passionate I'm getting in my voice? Because in this moment, I'm sharing something with you that matters to me. And so the quickest, easiest way to create deep, meaningful connections when you're meeting people, when you're doing friendship dating or relationship dating, is to find what folks are passionate about. Now, quick caveat, and I think this matters particularly if it is for dating, but also for friendships and relationships. If you find somebody's passion, you still get to be authentic. Don't lie. Don't pretend you care about pickleball when you don't. Don't pretend that you have expertise in any given area when you don't. But staying in a place of humble curiosity is what I like to call it. Humble curiosity, not acting like you know what you don't know, but genuinely having an interest in the other person and just being like, wow, tell me more about that. What about that gets you so excited? Or even just asking a question, what's it like to get started on something like that? People will share. People will be so lit up to tell you. And it's all possible if you say so. And you stay in that grounded place of curiosity and just continue to encourage them to share about themselves. People's favorite topic to speak about is themselves, whether they realize it or not. I think when people feel like they're bragging is when they clam up, but they really do like sharing their passions, their interests, things of that nature. I got to speak to a college professor once. I'm not going to name names, but college professors in general are some of the smartest, most educated experts in the world at whatever their field of expertise is, and they just want to feel like somebody cares about the work that they're doing and the research they're doing. You know how much you can learn by talking to a college professor in a way that makes them feel like you care about what they have to say? It's just something to think about. I know that's a pretty specific example, but maybe the person you're meeting is really into cars. Maybe they want to open an auto body shop. Maybe somebody is a weightlifter, or maybe they have a startup idea or dream, or maybe they really want to learn how to sculpt and they're terrified of starting, or maybe they like to sit at home and read books and they can talk books with you forever. You don't know unless you uncover it. So finding what people are passionate about and authentically asking them about it, not lying and not pretending that you care about it more than you do, but genuinely coming from a place to ask them to be more interested in them than you yourself are interesting, is how you really develop deep connection with somebody really quickly. And going back to what I said earlier, if you have a way to provide value to them, you offer it. Don't force something that's not there. Going back to the thing that my wife Jennifer said earlier, creating friendships is a lot like dating. It doesn't happen in a quick text. You don't make it happen by swiping right. You do it by really connecting to someone's heart, getting really clear on what matters to them, what they value, what excites them, what they're passionate about, and seeing if it's a fit for you, for what you want to create in the world and what you're about. You know, I think the last thing I wanted to say is creating relationships is something that does take work, does take effort, it does take intentionality, but it doesn't have to be this heavy thing. I know people cringe when they hear the word networking event because of the energy and the expectations around it and the self-comparison game and the things that, whatever other stories that they're making up. But what if I told you that the people that go to those types of events or are looking for connection are just as nervous and awkward feeling as you are? You know, one of my skills that I've always been really good at, and I can't really explain it how I'm good at it, I just always have been, I'm great at reading body language. Like, it's just a gift. I can pretty much walk into a room and read the room instantly, very little effort. I can see who the power players are. I can see who's afraid. I can see a lot of dynamics going on in a very quick amount of time. At this networking event I was at, I saw guys that were absolutely dressed to the nines, clearly former athletes in the way that they were tall and powerfully built and super well put together, that were total wallflowers. Absolutely non-factors, not in any type of contribution to that space. And it's because they were in their heads and afraid. They let their nerves get the better of them. I saw people that maybe weren't as attractive physically, maybe weren't as commanding in their physical being, that were lighting up the room because they were connected to their heart space, looking for these ways to connect with people, connecting with people authentically, trying to find what they were passionate about and developing those deep, meaningful connections. So it's a level playing field if you allow it to be. It could also be a lot of fun if you allow it to be. But the point I'm trying to make here is, you walk into a room like that, you walk into any situation, whether it's a networking event or a party or a meet and greet with a couple of friends, or somebody's bringing their mutual friend over and trying to introduce them to you. Nobody's better than you. There is nobody on this earth that is inherently better than you. Doesn't matter how many Instagram followers they have or TikTok followers they have, how many subscribers they have on YouTube. Doesn't matter how rich, how good looking, how famous they are. Nobody is inherently better than you. And you have value to provide anybody. It is on you, however, to discover what that thing is so that you can provide it and create that meaningful connection and deepen that relationship where there was none before. So nobody can do the work for you, but I promise you, everybody is just as nervous and insecure as you are about doing it yourself. So wherever you are listening to this, whether it's in the car or during a workout or sitting at home folding laundry as you're listening to my voice, what are the current relationships in your life that you are most proud of? How can you create more relationships like that to broaden and deepen your human experience with what new relationships can provide? How can you go out there and be the person that's going to create them? That is my challenge to you listening to this episode. And so with that in mind, I encourage you to find a meetup group or to go to a networking event or any type of event possible. Say yes to the next time a friend invites you out with their group of friends, just to see what you create in a super low pressure environment. You never know what's possible until you give yourself a chance. And guess what? If it doesn't work out, you can just go out there and do it again with another group of people and see what happens. That's the beauty of living in a planet with billions of people. There are more possible connections you can make than you will mathematically be able to create in your lifetime. Don't make that a daunting thing. Make that an empowering, exciting thing to get out there and create the life and the relationships that you want. And so I'm going to leave you guys with that. But let me know in the comments what you guys got out of this episode. I would love to start getting more feedback from people that are listening, that are gaining value from this. Because my commitment to you guys is to put out the best possible show I can every single week. And be sure to like, subscribe, hit that bell so you get the notifications every time there's a new update. And y'all, if nothing else, this has been another episode of Your Inside Track to Success. I'm your host, Stuart Kreintz. We'll see you next week with another meaningful message or empowering guest. See you then.